Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bacabella. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Davenport moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Broglio, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to third. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Landrum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey bunts towards the mound. Braulio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Haller takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to third. Hart moves to second. Chuck Estraden now pitching. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Hart scores. Haller moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Keogh. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Haller scores. Peterson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Giants. Bill Fall now pitching. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Bob Barton pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Barton moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Barton moves to third. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Barton now catching. Tom Haller now playing first base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bill Fall. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landrum strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport strikes out. Two outs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Giants. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Hart reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Haller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bacabella throws the ball into Santo, who relays the ball to Beckert, who tags Haller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hart scores. One out. It's 8-3, Giants. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Billy Heft. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0 for 3 in the game. Herbel is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Giants. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hart hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 4 in the game. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 4 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh moves to second. Bill Henry now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.